please pray with me? Loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts bring us closer to you this day. Amen. So in the Bible, humankind enters the creation story in a garden. So it makes sense that Jesus would tell a gardening story, would use gardening imagery in these two parables that we hear today. In my own life, when I was a teacher, a colleague once shared the analogy that teaching was like tossing seeds over a wall. Right? You can't see whether the plants take root or whether they develop to maturity. So it seems right and good that we are hearing these stories as we honor the children this morning and their teachers, as we honor all teachers who are finishing their school year. And on a personal note, it feels like a full circle moment to me because Torah was my oldest daughter's kindergarten teacher. And as she finishes her time at Craneville, I was there her first day at Craneville. So thank you, Torah. We are also honoring fathers today, and so to all who have acted as fathers to others in their lives, happy Father's Day. We live in a garden, that garden being the earth itself, as all of the communities that we are a part of, including the global community. Some of our gardens, our communities, are clearly connected to each other. Some seem distinct and disconnected, but that's an illusion. All are connected, and how we tend each plot, indeed each plant, matters. Our garden is defined and shaped by beauty, grace, responsibility, and wonder. When we plant a garden, we sow the seeds, we water, we weed. And yet we can't control the rabbits and the moles, despite our best efforts. We can't explain why one pea plant grows well and the one next to it never sprouts. The garden is a collaboration between God and us. Mystery and tending. The scripture passage from Samuel brings us the story of David being chosen and anointed as king. In the Gospels, when we read Jesus' genealogy, Jesus is always named as a descendant of David. So this is a seminal story. David doesn't fit Samuel's preconceptions of what a king should look like. And we hear God say, or we hear Samuel say, "Do not look on his appearance or the height of his stature. For the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." God uses different measures than we do to evaluate a human life. And God sees the fullness of David's potential, all that he can and will become. David's gift of music, which was not visible to Samuel, became an invaluable asset. It enabled David to calm Saul in his darkest hours. David will both go on to do great things and to greatly disappoint God and those who love him, because he's human. We continue to recognize David's greatness in the fullness of his being as a flawed, imperfect king, small of stature, large in faith, immeasurable in impact. As there was in David, there is a divine spark in every one of us. As Christians and fellow children of God, we are asked to notice this spark, these gifts and talents in each other. We are asked to nurture each other, to tend and prune and shore each other up in love, so that we too can live into the fullness of our being. And the two parables about gardening ask us to look at that in a different way. In the first parable, we hear the kingdom of God is if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he does not know how. In the Message translation, Eugene Peterson says, the earth does it all without his help. The earth does it all without our help. This ripening is a miracle, a gift from God. We are asked to pay attention and show up at the right time with a sharpened sickle and some expertise. But God does most of the work. Mystery and loving attention together. In the parable of the mustard seed, the Message uses the example of a pine nut instead of a mustard seed. Here in New England, we know those towering pines. And I asked my husband this week to help me take apart some pine cones and look at exactly how tiny the seed is inside. So this image is easier for us to understand. So again, this seed that is about the size of the tip of a pencil turns into this 40-foot pine. So the story echoes the themes from Samuel and combines them with the parable of the sowing the seeds. Tiny does not mean insignificant. God does not see as we see, and the mechanism by which such a tiny seed becomes such a large tree is a mystery. It is beyond comprehension. And we are asked to hold all of these ideas together to try to understand what Jesus is trying to tell us about the kingdom of God. How are we to live with each other in beloved community? As human beings, we both tend and need tending. We dance between being the seedling, needing to be nurtured, and the gardener, lovingly tending and pruning and shoring up. Which role we play depends on what's happening in our lives, and that can shift moment by moment, month by month, season by season. Our children are always seedlings. They are born with both vulnerability and resilience, but they are entrusted to our care. We are given the task of nurturing them so that they can grow into the fullness of who they might become. Keeping them safe always comes first, right? Protection is implicit in nurturing. And it's impossible to not mention, as Joel already has, these children who are being separated from their parents at the border. The number that I heard on Thursday was that 1,358 children had been separated from their parents. And that they are being told that their children are being taken to be bathed, and then the parents do not see them again. So I share the suggestion of others that on this Father's Day we do what we can to right that wrong, to contact folks in government and do whatever we can to stop this. In my own experience, one of the times that I need careful tending is when I have made a mistake. I don't know if that rings true for you guys, but when I really blow it, when I really step in it, it makes me worry that somehow I am unworthy of love. Sometimes I even worry that I'm unworthy of God's love, depending on how big the mistake is. And I've seen this happen with my children, my students, my clients. So it feels like it's a fairly universal experience. So as gardeners, right, so when we switch from seedling to gardener, our task becomes to sit with that person and to allow God to flow through us, God's love to flow through us, and to let them know, nope, you are always worthy of love. No matter what has happened, you are always worthy of God's love. We might want to sit with them and do some brainstorming about how to make amends, how to fix things, but most important role is to reflect God's love unconditionally. And we can always point to the Bible, point to someone like David and say, hey, here's this guy that is so important that Jesus is named as his son, and he blew it big time. So you are in good company. We all need noticing and nurturing throughout our lifetimes. Our needs change as we encounter different seasons. We make mistakes, we experience death, loss, accidents, illness, tragedy, we age. As Christians, we are asked to care for each other through all of this, to weather storms together, to lovingly pay attention to each other and notice when one in our community is suffering. We are then asked to enter the mystery of another's experience, accompanied by the mystery that is God, and work to move the world from brokenness towards healing and wholeness. I want to end this time today on a note of resilience and strength. Did anyone see the Tony Awards last week? Anyone watch the Tonys on Sunday? Did anybody see the students from the theater department from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School? Right. So here these students were. They lost 17 teachers and classmates and friends on Valentine's Day. And they were singing the song Seasons of Love from Rent. Right? They were singing about love. And I was moved to tears. I bet you guys were too. This is what they sang. 525,600 minutes. 525,000 moments so dear. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year? How about love? Measure in love. Seasons of love. It's time now to sing out, though the story never ends. Let's celebrate, remember a year in the life of friends. Remember the love, measure in love, measure your life in love. And the soloist sang out with so much passion and so much power. And the words she sang were, you got to remember love. You know that love is a gift from up above. Shine the love, give the love, spread the love. Let us try to measure our lives the way God measures our lives. Let us measure our lives in love. Amen.